Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Welcome to a special episode of Heritage Radio Network On Tour. I'm Kat Johnson, and today I'm bringing you an excerpt of a recent conversation I had with Mike and Sharitha Sheets, the husband and wife team who run an evolving dinner series called The Plate Sale in Atlanta and Athens, Georgia. They previously spent time in Charleston, Mike at McCrady's and Sharitha at the Gin Joint, and they were both part of the opening team at Staple House, the Atlanta gym that was named Best New Restaurant in 2016 by Bon Appetit. Mike and Sharitha are helping put together an event called the People's Supper, a community dinner and conversation on violence, environmental racism, and radical imagination being held on the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. They were just starting to think about plans for the dinner when we spoke. You are preparing the last meal that Dr. King never had the opportunity to eat. That's kind of heavy.
Yeah, even like listening to you read that out loud, like I felt something.
Where do you start to kind of come up with what that will look like and taste like?
For me, I was like, how can I get inspired? So I just did all this research, and then I saw something. They were talking about the supper that Martin Luther King didn't get to eat, and I was like, that's it. It instantly clicked. That's what I want my food to be inspired off of. So on his last supper, he wanted to make sure that everybody that was with him got fed a really great meal. So he spoke to the pastor that was with him. Some of the best cooks from the church all were coming to their house to prepare this, like, lavish meal. Everybody wanted to cook for him. They were going to have six different kinds of salads, chitlin, wheat bread, there was fried chicken, candied sweet potatoes,
macaroni and cheese.
If you can name it, it was there, and it was a long list of desserts, so...
The dinner is being presented by Lead to Life, a group that collects guns from public donations and police investigations and melts them down to give them new life as shovels that are then used in ceremonial plantings of culturally significant tree species. I wanted to know how Mike and Sharitha got connected to this inspiring organization.
We sort of have just all followed each other from afar, I think, in the social media world. None of us have ever worked together. That's why it's such an honor for them to like sort of speak out and say like, hi, we like what you're doing and we want you to be a part of this. So it should be a fun time. Really good energy so far. Like I said, very powerful.
Yeah, I'm super fascinated by like the alchemy of turning guns into shovels. And I noticed that, you know, their main goal is to use them for ceremonial tree plantings, which is really cool. But I'm wondering if,
yes,
have you guys thought about some sort of other connection where the shovels are being used for like community gardens in a more direct way?
No. I mean, to be honest, this is my first encounter with a mission, like with a cause like this.
Last question about that dinner is kind of what do you hope people are going to take away after attending?
I think it's about sort of the time we're in and just using a collective group of people to spread a message. I hope that people understand that it's bigger than like each individual group.
For me, it's to kind of cook the food I would want Martin Luther King to eat. Southern soul food, I guess. Also to people to commune and talk, have those weird conversations, get things out, and talk things through. And it's kind of cool that we get to do that over food.
Thanks so much to Mike and Sharitha for talking to me about the People's Supper, Martin Luther King Jr.'s final meal, and Lead to Life's mission. If you're in Atlanta and would like to attend or want to learn more, go to leadtolife.org. And to keep up with what Mike and Sharitha are up to next with The Plate Sale, follow them at instagram.com/theplatesale. I'm Kat Johnson for Heritage Radio Network On Tour. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.